This is Shir 36 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. Tonight, we launch a brand new, highly critical module within our ongoing exploration of the laws of Hishtadlus, the spiritual parameters, boundaries, and halachic obligations of putting away money as savings. The foundational source addressing this dynamic is recorded in the Gemara in Saita 48b. The Mishnah states that following the tragic destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Pasku Anche Emana, the people of faith ceased, they were limited. Rav Yitzchak clarifies that it refers explicitly to sincere believers in Hashem whose external behavior started displaying a distinct structural limitation in their Amuna. Rashi uncovers the precise psychological profile of the spiritual drop. These individuals no longer were relinquishing generously, spending their money on noi v'hidr mitzvah, like to beautify and enhance their mitzvahs. They would withhold funds from tzedakah, and they wouldn't spend a lot on Itzai Shabbos for Yontif. To solidify this reality, the Gemara brings a braisa where Rabbi Elezer HaGadol declares, "Kol mi sheyeshay pas pasaloi, v'oimer ma oichal lemochor, eino elo miktani emono." Anyone who has bread in his basket and he asks, "What am I going to eat tomorrow?" is considered nothing other than one of little faith. The Gemara continues by recording Rabbi Elezer's interpretation of the verse, "Ki mi baz liyoyim ketanois," for who has despised the day of small things? Who caused tzaddikim to lose their shulchan, their spiritual table of reward in Olam Haba? It was katnus in Amuna. They possessed specifically that they were not flawlessly mamin, they were not flawlessly believing in the unlimited capacity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The immediate superficial implication of this Gemara is very severe. It implies that actively calculating, planning, or storing away food and financial resources for the future stands as an explicit deficiency in a person's basic midas habetochen. To challenge this paradigm, however, the Sefer Shaios Tshuvos Leif Chaim, Rav Chaim Pelagi, or Chaim Chelek Dalet, Simekof Nun, exposes a glaring structural contradiction from an explicit Gemara in Menachos 103b. The Gemara Menachos analyzes the pasuk inside the Klalos in Parshas Kisavoy, V'hoye chayecha taluyim l'cha mineged, and your lives shall hang in doubt before you. The Gemara uncovers that this text refers to an individual who does not own a field and is forced to purchase grain on a yearly basis. He lives with the chronic anxiety that next year he will lack the financial funds to buy food. The pasuk continues, U'bechadeto laila v'yoyim, and you shall fear night and day. The Gemara defines this as a person who buys his grain in tiny increments from week to week, from every Erev Shabbos to the next Erev Shabbos. He spends his entire week in high distress, dreading the next week he will be left with nothing. Finally, the pasuk concludes, "V'le'tamin v'chayecho," and you shall have no assurances of your life. The Gemara reveals that this refers to a person who is utterly dependent on the local baker. He buys bread daily, trapped in a constant cycle of worry that tomorrow he will lack the money to buy bread. The takeaway of the Gemara Menachos is that a lifestyle of literal day-by-day, hand-to-mouth existence when a person has no bread saved away for the next day is characterized by the Torah as catastrophic and is a curse. The Leib Chaim notes his exact perspective that day-to-day volatility is an outright curse. It's powerfully backed by Medrash Shmuel and his commentary on Pirkei Avos, Paragimel, Mishnah Yud Zayin, citing the Sefer Leib Avos, commenting on the Mishnahic dictum, "Im ein lechem ein Torah." If there's no bread, there's no Torah. The Leib Avos lends immense support to the Gemara Menachos. He notes that a person is structurally forbidden from maintaining a financial supply that merely satisfies a single day or a single week, because to live in such a state means you are actively walking inside the curse. V'hoye chayecha taluyim l'cha mineged. Rather than advocate for passivity, the Sefer Leib Avos rules that a person is duty-bound to maintain supply of kemach flour safely stored away for a number of days, ensuring they have a stable, secure capacity to produce lechem, bread, and other necessary tafshilin, cooked foods. This leaves us with a massive unresolved contradiction. How could the Gemara incite the claim that storing provisions for tomorrow makes you a massive little faith, miktane emana, while the Menachos and the Leib Avos explicitly declare that failing to store provisions for tomorrow is a baseline curse that destroys a person's life and Torah? Sorry. A definitive resolution to this paradigm is unraveled by the commentary Yefeh Mare on Yerushalmi. He dictates that when the Chazal critique an individual as being Miktani Emono, for worrying about tomorrow. They are targeting a highly specific emotional defect, having internal psychological pain born out of anxious toxic worry for the future. However, from a practical active standpoint, a person is completely required by halacha to exert effort even for the long-term future. It's an absolute obligation to actively put away bread and establish financial savings for future security. A person must banish internal stress. He cannot be pained, be mitzar, and must live with absolute bitachon berachmei shemayim, and trusting that Hashem is going to take care of him. Yet, whatever lies within your human capability to execute as an act of standard preparation for the future, you are mandated to perform, strictly so you do not violate the prohibition of being soymich al anes. You are not allowed to rely on an open miracle. This unyielding framework is anchored in the classic verses governing Ishtalos. B'chol mishalos yotcha asher ta'ase, in all the works of your hand that you shall do, which commands us to deploy physical effort rather than relying on supernatural miracles. Similarly, the verse in Mishlei explicitly commands, Hochim b'chutz melachtecho. The Sefer Ma'ariv concludes his resolution with a vital metaphysical warning. If an individual lazily refuses to execute the standard natural preparations necessary to receive Hashem's assistance, he actively causes the divine pipeline to contract. Failing to perform proper forward-thinking ishtalos triggers a cosmic restriction, rendering a person mekatzer es hashefa, cutting off the divine flow that HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly desires to pour down on them. He must build a natural vessel for tomorrow so that Hashem has a place to deposit his blessing without shattering the laws of nature. In our next year, we will continue to expand on this exact topic.